Hello.
This is Casey with customer service returning your phone call. How may I assist you?
Hi, Casey. I'm calling to unsubscribe to y'all's, unsubscribe.
I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
I'm calling to unsubscribe to y'all. I got a charge on my credit card this morning from y'all, and I was calling to unsubscribe.
Yes, sir. Okay. And what's that first and last name for me?
Bryce Weddle.
Okay. Sorry to make sure I'm in the correct account. Could you please verify your address?
Yes, 604 Craig Rock Drive, Spartan, Tennessee 38583.
Okay, yes, sir, I am. Give me just a moment. My computer is running slow. Okay. Do you remember paying $5.75 for a KitchenAid?
Yes, I do. I remember taking a survey, and it was they said that they showed a sign.
Sir?
I put my billing stuff in, and they charged me $5.74 or something like that.
Okay.
Yes. But I got another charge today for $39.98 or $8, something like that.
Give me just a second, sir.
I guess it's because without realizing it, I guess I subscribed to something. I don't know if that means I'm supposed to take surveys all the time for this company or how that works, you know. Yeah, I couldn't pass that up. Like KitchenAid for $3 if I take a survey. Oh, Lord. And the way I understood it, I was entered into a raffle for the $5.74 or whatever.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's what it was. You were entered into a raffle contest to try to win a KitchenAid mixer that's about like $500, $400 or $500, something like that. And if you did not cancel within like a day or two and you did not win whenever they pulled the drawing for the KitchenAid, then it automatically enrolled you in the next raffle for the KitchenAid. But instead of being $5 and some change this time, they're charging you the full price, $39. But instead of being 1 in 1,000 customers, you go from 1 to 500. If you don't cancel it then and you let it go on and you do not win once you get the 1 in 500 shot, then they charge you another $39, and then it goes from 1 in 500 to 1 in 100, and so on and so on.
Oh, I see. Yeah, and I didn't see anywhere that it disclosed that, or I didn't know how to find that information out.
It's in the terms and conditions. You know how it gives you a little box to click that says, do you accept the terms and conditions, and you want to read all of it? It's like 50 pages long.
Yeah, it's in there.
It's in there.
Okay. That's all right. I'm glad you're fixing it for me.
Yes, sir, I sure am.
Now, I may lose you now because I'm in the mountains. I'm driving through the mountains, okay?
Yes, sir. That's no problem. Okay, I'm fixing to check and make sure that everything was canceled on my end.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir. Everything was canceled on my end. Are you ready for? Do you want the confirmation number? I know you're driving.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Right, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.